tomorrow.
Amen.
Stop.
I know.
The next application is conditional use number 1770, the application of Stokely Materials LLC to consider the conditional use of land in AR1 Agriculture Residential District for a 53.32 acre bar pit expansion to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 94.89 acres more or less, lying west of Road 317 and east of Road 318. This application was also reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on March 26th of 2009. For the benefit of the council, I have passed down copies of an exhibit booklet provided to the commission, and these are for the benefit of council. They were...
Did you get yours? Here. Here you go.
They were the same books that were provided for the commission. The book, those books contained plan of the property showing buffering from adjacent properties, photograph of the entrance, letters in support, a map showing nearby supporters, a Duffield Associates report confirming that the expanded bar pit will have little to no impact on the quantity or quality of potable water, plans demonstrating the groundwater drainage, a DLDOT letter confirming no traffic impact study requirement, information, and a DVD on Brigade white noise backup alarms to be used on all on-site vehicles and equipment, a report on mineral demand, proposed finding of facts for consideration, and proposed conditions of approval for consideration. Commission heard comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, the Sussex Conservation District. We'd received 39 letters in support of this application. Ken Adams of Stokely Materials LLC was present with Mark Dunkel, attorney, and James Willie, professional engineer, and I gave testimony. Jack Briggs and Dor George were present in support of the application, and they were the owners of the Fishhook manufacturing community immediately to the south. They had no objections to the bar pit, that they do have high nitrates in the area, and they would like to request fencing be erected along their property line for safety reasons. James Baxter, landowner across Cedar Lane, was present with no objections and stated he has used the existing pit for filled material for years, that his land is under farmland preservation, that the use is an asset to the county because of the quality of the material, and that he encourages approval. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings on March 26th, the commission deferred action. On April 16th of 2009, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1770 for Stokely Materials LLC for the expansion of an existing bar pit based upon a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. You have to bear with me on this one. One, this application is for a 53.32 acre expansion of an existing bar pit on a 94.89 acre parcel of land. Two, a need exists in the area for dirt, sand, and gravel, and existing bar pit sources are becoming depleted. The material removed from this site will be used throughout the county for a variety of residential and commercial uses and road construction. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on traffic or the neighboring properties or community. Four, the use of the project is of a public or semi-public character that will provide a source of filled dirt available to the entire county. This use is essential and desirable for the general convenience, safety, and welfare of the current and future residents of the county. Five, buffers will be established along all borders. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the expansion of the pit, and several neighbors appeared in favor of it, along with numerous letters of support. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, no materials shall be brought from off the site for processing, mixing, or similar purpose. Two, water or a water truck shall be available to control dust from road traffic when conditions require. Three, any roadway or entrance improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant. All entrances shall be secured when the bar pit is not in operation. Four, the entrance to the bar pit shall be from Road 318 at the site of the current pit entrance. Five, the hours of operation for the business on this site shall only occur between the hours of 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any bar pit activity on Sunday. Six, no material shall be stored on any access roads or within any buffer areas. Seven, there shall be no more than 150 loads of materials hauled from the site on any given day. Eight, no fuel shall be stored on site for bar pit operations. Nine, no dredging activity shall be permitted on the site. 10, no dewatering activities will occur on site. 11, no stumps, branches, debris, or similar items shall be buried or placed in the site of the bar pit. 12, the bar pit shall have 3-to-1 slopes, and the slope shall be seeded and planted to control erosion. The pit shall not be greater than 25 feet deep at any point. 13, before any excavation begins in the expanded area, an environmental impact study will be conducted and presented with a final site plan. 14, a final site plan, including all pit slopes, excavation phasing, and reclamation plan, shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to the commencement of operations. Reclamation plan shall indicate finished grading, seeding, and planting schedules designed to create a pleasing appearance. The applicant shall notify the Office of Planning and Zoning in writing prior to April 1st of each year as to the status of the reclamation and reclamation plan for the following year. 15, the applicant shall comply with all state and county erosion and sediment control regulations. 16, markers and signs shall be placed at appropriate locations to designate pit areas. 17, a buffer shall be maintained along the perimeter of all boundaries of at least 100 feet in width as shown on the preliminary site plan. The buffer area shall include a 30-foot-wide vegetated buffer of native species trees. 18, every 5 years after the start of excavation, the Office of Planning and Zoning may inspect the site and request written comments from all appropriate state agencies so that the Planning and Zoning Commission can review the comments and verify compliance with all regulations. 19, the applicant shall also comply with all other requirements set forth in Section 115-72B of the County Zoning Ordinance. 20, it is recommended that County Council require performance guarantees to assure completion of any approved reclamation plan pursuant to Section 115-172B 6E. And 21, the excavation area shall not exceed 53.32 acres. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 5-0. Again, I received no additional comments or from any individual or agency on this application, except for the booklet I just passed down for Council.
Any questions for Mr. Lank?
Mr. Lank, I see of all these conditions that the P&Z has placed on there, and in the past I know we've actually, typically I thought we put it like a time frame where the you know, the permit, it is a permit, it just doesn't go forever. And we have a time frame, a place in that permit of like, you know, 10 years, 15, 20, whatever, 25, whatever, et cetera. Was there any discussion at the P&Z with that?
No, there was not just on this application.
Because in the past we have done that, correct?
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Several times.
Yeah, I thought that was part of the, okay, we'll address that as we go.
And the reclamation is, under what law are we following on the reclamation plan? What do you do with it when you're finished with it? What law applies to that?
Well, what they would be doing, they would be following a reclamation plan to show how they would reclaim the property after completed in each phase as they proceed. When it's finalized, there will be a final reclamation plan to show the finish of the improvements, and they would probably have to provide us with a method of how it's going to be maintained. It's required to be 3-to-1 slopes and grassed and seeded mulch to maintain from not getting any erosion. And gets to a point where it should appear to be a pond when it's finished.
We'll have to, okay.
No matter how long it takes to do it, that's a big thing.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Lank?
We have some other pits that have been made into dumps, and so I'm just...
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Mr. Vincent?
Lawrence, I guess reading in the commission in the hearing, where Jack Briggs and Dora George were present, and they own a property next to it, and they requested a fence be erected for safety. That's something the commission didn't feel was necessary, or were they okay with the buffer?
They did not make it a condition of approval. It could be, but they didn't feel it necessary, so they didn't make it a condition.
Okay.
And they had the record. I mean, they participated in the public hearing process, and the minutes were prepared when they began coming up with their stipulations.
Okay.
And their comments had to do with nitrates, their water was high in nitrates.
That's the statement that was made. They have a manufactured home community with Central Water, and they have had some problem with nitrates.
And what are they saying?
They don't know whether it's if it's from the local activities, farm activities, or the Georgetown treatment facility right next door.
Okay.
Actually, the Georgetown treatment facility is on the opposite side of this pit.
Any other questions for Mr. Lang?
How far is this from Morris's Pond?
Pardon?
How far is this from Morris's Pond, or the creek that runs down our side of it?
It's not that far from the creek to the pond itself. Probably a quarter to a half mile in a straight line.
Okay.
All right. Is the applicant here and prepared to present?
For the record, my name is Mark Dunkel. I'm an attorney with Barkowski, Girk, and Swayze, 116 West Water Street, Dover. And we also have an office here in Georgetown. We have submitted to you a booklet, which is identical to the booklet that the Planning and Zoning reviewed. I would ask that it be made a part of the record. And in there, we do have proposed findings of fact in support of the application. I don't want to re-summarize everything that Mr. Lank has already presented to you. But in short summary, we do believe that this is an expansion of an existing pit. Ken Adams is here with Stokely Materials, who operates this facility. There's representatives from GMB, who's put up the design for you on the board and helped with the booklet. Representatives from Duffield Associates as well, if you have any questions. And, of course, Mr. Adams can answer any questions that you may have. But we did have a thorough presentation before planning and zoning. We've shown you in the booklet just the plan of the property with the heavy buffers that will be included. A photograph of the existing entrance. It's a nice-looking entrance. It's well-maintained, and we have very good relations with our neighbors. I think the 38 or 39 letters of support will help you believe that. We also did engage Duffield Associates just to confirm for us that there wouldn't be any problem with the wells in Fishhook Mobile Home Park as a result of this operation. They studied the groundwater in the area, and there's a map in here that actually shows you the flow of the groundwater that would not come from this pit. They go in opposite directions, and then in their opinion would not affect the well water for Mobile Home Park. And as you know, that the owners of the park are in support of this application. DLDOT didn't have any objection or need for TIS. We did include, and I only sent one to Mr. Lank because it didn't get a lot of viewing apparently from planning and zoning, but there's a DVD that explains this white noise backup alarm. And the best that I can describe for you is you all know the traditional backup sound, the beep, beep, beep. These new alarms go like this, shh, shh, shh.
Great.
And they're directional. You only hear it if you're in the zone of danger. And they're better than the other alarm because when you hear those, you look around, no one knows really where it's coming from. This is new technology that's being used right now on Melvin Joseph's facility that Mr. Adams runs south of Georgetown. They're used in New York City. They're used a lot of different places and in England. They're safer, and they don't annoy the neighbors. The sound doesn't carry. Mm-hmm. It's very localized. So, and there's a handout that we described on that as well. And we also included the picture of the baby under the tab 8, which just sort of gives you a summary that everybody in America needs minerals. It's something that we have to have in order to function in life and help support the demand and propose findings of fact. And I won't summarize them. I assume they're just part of the record from the booklet as well. But in agreement with planning and zoning, it is an operation that's needed in the county, will be used in the county, and will be operated well. We actually agree with, except for one piece, all of the conditions that planning and zoning had recommended. And we did have proposed conditions as well. They're the very last tab of our book, number 10. And I'll get to that in a second to answer Mr. Cole's question about the years But if I could, hand it to Mr. Lank. I've typed up planning and zoning's proposed conditions that were approved, and we've marked just one suggested change, and that's item 5 on the hours of operation. And as this comes down to you, planning and zoning had recommended that hours of operation be limited to 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays. And what we're suggesting, and we had originally requested, is to change the start time to 6:30 a.m., which is what the pit does now. And in fact, the pit originally was going to operate at 6 a.m., but Mr. Hughes, who is the pit's immediate neighbor next to the white fence, he asked that they not start till 6:30. And so that's the operation has always been started at 6:30 a.m. The new pit will use exactly the same entrance and go by Mr. Hughes's house. So we really like to keep that 6:30 a.m. start time, go to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then the same on Saturday, start again at 6:30 a.m. and go till noon rather than the 7 till 2. You know, if we were farming this property, as Mr. Adams has told me, he'd get a whole lot of work done before 7 a.m. So 6:30 a.m., we really would like to have that as the start time rather than the 7. But other than that, every other condition that planning and zoning recommended, you know, we were be fine with. On the years or the sort of the termination of the pit operation, under tab 10 of our booklet, we had prepared our own, you know, proposed conditions of approval and addressed this in item 15, which basically, to summarize, would have the permit expire in 40 years.
Be a 40-year.
Right. Yes, sir. That was a reasonable amount of time, given the volume, unknown demand that we had proposed. And we certainly would be fine with that as being added as a condition to what planning and zoning had already proposed. I have Mr. Adams here. If there are any questions of Mr. Adams, any questions of me, I'll try to answer. And we have engineers here as well. And I thank you.
Does the council have any questions for the applicant?
How deep was this pit? Was there any reference in that, or was there any limits on?
Yes, in the 53 feet? There's been a recommendation that it be limited to 25 feet, and we can agree with that.
25 feet. Was that in planning and zoning?
Yes, it was, Mr. Cole.
12. 12.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, okay.
What about the fence? Do we have the fence or don't we?
We don't.
No, there was no recommendation for the fence, and we think that given the size of the depth of the buffer and the berm and the planning, that it's really not necessary. You know, sometimes you build a fence and it's an object for kids to climb. I've got kids and, you know, so it's sort of a challenge. So we would prefer not to have it, and planning and zoning didn't recommend it. So obviously it's up to you, but those are the reasons.
Well, part of the problem, Lawrence, in the old days was there was no slopes that were supposedly deemed to be safe, correct? They just kind of dropped off many times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty much sure cut. There's straight cuts.
Many of them were right.
Now, some of the operators say that creates less erosion, I've heard. But
whatever. But anyway, with the slopes, the slopes that are required, you'd have to walk out the.
Yeah, most of the time you walk out of a certain slope, and then there's another drop off and another slope, so the person could pretty much get out of the pit, or an animal could get out of the pit if they want to. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, the sloping is done for safety, not only just erosion, but
both. It's for both.
For both. Okay. All right.
Does it fill with water? Are we talking about dry or?
No, this would be basically, it'd look like a pond when it's finished.
When it's finished, but I mean, while it's in use, it'll be dry.
There would be be some water in it, I'm sure.
How much do you think?
You need to ask the applicant.
Mm-hmm. It's a very high water table, mm-hmm. So it's going to fill up. Water's going to fill
deep?
Up. Pretty quickly. Well, it's going to be whatever depth of the excavation is.
Uh-huh.
And so our guess is in the reclamation plan that, you know, there'll be some use put to this as a pond, because it'll be a pond.
So you're saying 25 feet of water? You're not
25 feet of is the excavation depth.
Right.
The the sand or the material that's extracted is actually, you know, in water.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So when they dig down with the claw, they'll be pulling up sand and water and, mm-hmm. and whatever else is down there.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of children, and you know, the drowning.
Right. And that's again, as you had this discussion about the stepped mm-hmm. the stepped slides sides of the
okay.
property, it really that's how they build in that safety feature. But it will pretty much always be wet.
The existing pit, you haven't referenced it. Right. Was the existing pit a grandfathered in pit? Is it one that's got some conditions? Is there any reclamation plan with the existing pit?
I guess two answers. The existing pit was grandfathered, and it was some subject to some controversy and was ultimately approved as a legal pit. Mr. Lank has a lot more history on that than I do, because it was probably going on before.
Well, I don't need
before
a whole,
I was
I don't
a lawyer.
Need a whole history, but is there any reclamation plan in place for the existing pit?
No.
Okay.
The existing pit was authorized through an appeal to the Board of Adjustment and granted.
Okay. I wouldn't mind hearing something maybe about the existing pit in the future, the existing pit.
And I'm going to let Ken Adams answer your question, because then you'll get the straight facts about a pit than the lawyer telling you. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Ken Adams. I'm the president of Melvin Joseph Construction and Stokely Materials.
Oh, we've heard of you.
25136 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown. Mr. Cole, would you like the reclamation plan?
On your existing pit, there, you know how the history is of some of these pits and what they end up looking like or whatever.
Certainly.
Could you give us a scenario what you intend to do and what the time frame would be maybe on the existing pit? Maybe we could...
Help fix
an existing situation.
The existing pit, I believe, was originally for 9 acres. Mm-hmm. It was a pre-existing, non-conforming conditional use. Once we exhaust that 9 acres, which is, if you excuse me, it's...
Go ahead.
It's kind of hard to see, but it's outlined here.
Mm-hmm.
And the original 9 acres runs up to this corner.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, when we begin the excavation in the proposed area, it would actually tie into that. This drawing is a little incorrect.
That'll be open.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then this 3-to-1 slope would incorporate the existing bar pit.
Okay, now, Jim, is there a way that now he's referenced that, is there a way that we can reference that in these conditions that the existing pit will be tied in and brought into the slopes and, the whatever, so that there's no requirement to have the old pit sloped and all that stuff right now, right? There's no requirement.
Right.
So we could have a dangerous situation there, and it'd be nice if we could somehow fix that. Now, do we have the ability, since he's proffered that they're going to do that, to make that as part of the conditions?
You could.
Okay.
I mean, I would volunteer to have that included.
If you're going to open it up and tie it in.
Absolutely.
This appeared that it wasn't going to be tied in.
Yes.
But now you've told us it is, so I think that ought to be all uniform. So
absolutely.
Some kind of uniformity or some kind of wording, Lawrence, that would reference all that, please.
You can amend number 12 and just add it to the existing and proposed bar pit mm-hmm. shall have 3-to-1 slopes, et cetera.
Okay, that everybody understand what, is that fine with, okay, that's, yeah, I'm always concerned about these old existing pits in Sussex County.
So am I, George.
Okay, any other questions for Mr. Adams?
Yes.
All right, have a seat. We'll see if the public would have comment.
Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in support of this application?
Mm-mm. Either one of these.
Baxter, how are you?
Good to see you. Mr. Deaver, and the rest of you as a county council, I was thinking back there, it's such a pleasure that we have in the United States of America to have meetings like this. We have enough from some certain groups that want to control everything. I refer to EPA. The chicken business put this county on the map.
That's right.
Made us a fortune. EPA, in my opinion, wants to drive it away. That's beside the point. I didn't realize until a week or two after I supported this at the planning and zoning. Why, my dad took me in a mule and a wagon to go get some dirt from Mr. Marvel Toomey, who owned this land. It wasn't until 1948 I found out the reason, because none of you remember 1948, but it was probably the...
We all look young, do we?
I was going to say, you only have one down there.
Sam Wilson remembers it.
No, he doesn't either.
He'll say he does.
Some 80 years ago, George, how about that? I was with my dad.
We got rid of Sam on that one.
It's why it's so great, you know, to be among friends. And I'm real serious. Anyway, I didn't realize until 1948 that that vein of good dirt ran over into our land also. And to make the point is that I'm, I guess you call it the leader of Baxter Farms Incorporated. I'm the president. My grandson is secretary treasurer. My wife is a secretary treasurer. So we've got plenty of people look after the money. But I think it's, as I see being construction that DelDOT wants to do when they ever get the money, that we're going to need ample dirt. I don't think you can, you know, if it's topsoil, I'd say soil, but this is dirt. It's dirt to a pack and be there for a long time without a lot of clay and such as that will be slipping and sliding. And so there's going to be a lot of this type of soil required in Sussex County, Kent County. Probably whether people are going to plan to go to Kent County, I don't know. I suppose there's money involved, they would do it. But I think we need to, you folks, need to give this a yes vote. Now, this looks to me as I saw Mr. Lank there reading off the, you know, do this and can't do that. Looks like you got your feet tangled up in a bunch of rope, and they're going to be controlled by the people here in this group here and the ones under you. So I don't think there's any doubt that there's going to be something wrong done. But I don't believe that you can go towards Rehoboth and find the kind of soil that we have here in this program. Furthermore, I don't think you want it in Rehoboth or Lewis. Am I right?
We might just see some of it.
Well, and so to let you know where we are, I'd like to have... And so, as Mr. Lank mentioned, as I mentioned last time at the hearing, that all of our land there is put in farmland preservation. And so we're not concerned about being able to build houses next year or anything else. I have a grandson and have other grandchildren that want to see the farm succeed. So I don't think that this big hole in the earth is going to jeopardize us in any way. And I know that it shouldn't be of any future consequences because of the fact that where this land is fixed up for farmland preservation. So again, I ask you, I've known this family, I've known Melvin Joseph since we were in grade school together. I know that whatever thing that they've done has been to a plan that looked good after it was done. And I think Ken Adams, is, along with his mom, is coming up with that same procedure in the business today. So I ask you, if you can, and I know you can, vote a yes on this proposition. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baxter.
Anyone?
Any questions for Mr. Baxter?
Nope.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else here wishes to speak in support of this application? Anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition to the application or who has a question concerning the application? Can't see everybody, but I'm assuming no one's got their hand up. Is that correct?
I don't see any.
I don't see one.
Okay, we will close the public hearing. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to read the title?
Well, wait a minute. I'd like to include the time frame. which the applicant actually, in his, he submitted it, because a permit is a permit, gentlemen. That doesn't just go endless, so we need to bring some kind of conclusion to a permit. They've suggested 40 years. Lawrence, what have we done, like, with some of the other large pits in the county? Was
I think that's the wording 40 years used on several in the past.
Okay.
And it breaks down from 5 years to 20 years and a total of 40.
And then on the reclamation, will the reclamation maybe include the older original pit from what you, the way you've worded it?
There was
a couple of things that were, the applicants asked if you'd reconsider first
hours.
The hours.
Right.
Hours.
Yeah, right.
And they would suggest that they be from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 6:30 a.m. until noon on Saturdays, and there would still be no Sunday hour.
Okay. Let me ask the council, is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay, there's no objection to that. What's next, Lawrence?
6:30 to noon.
Number 12.
That was number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12, it was suggested that it be rewritten to be the existing and proposed bar pits shall have 3-to-1 slopes, and the slopes shall be seeded and planted to control erosion. The pit shall not be greater than 25 feet deep at any point.
Is there any objection to that?
Well, what's the current pit deeper than the proffer?
What changed on that?
Yeah.
Existing and proposed.
Okay, I got
that's
you.
So they can combine it.
Gotcha, okay, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, the next one I saw to try to remedy that situation was you asked a question, and I believe they also proffered to agree. Number 14, in reference to the final site plan, I would add the sentence that the final site plan shall depict the existing and proposed pit as combined.
Okay.
Okay.
I think they agreed to that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
What did you say?
14.
On number 14, you would add the final site plan shall depict the existing and proposed pits as combined. That's the way Mr. Adams showed it up on the board, that that was their intent, and he felt there was an error in their buffers.
Okay.
The last item, I think, would be number 18, where the commission had referenced it every 5 years from the start and didn't provide for a termination date.
Right.
Mr. Dunkel and Mr. Adams, I believe, agreed that they would not object to incorporation of their proposed condition number 15,
mm-hmm.
which for the public reads, every 5 years after the start of digging, the Planning and Zoning Department shall perform an inspection of the site and shall request written comments from all appropriate agencies, or state agencies, excuse me, so that the Planning and Zoning Commission can review the comments to verify compliance with all then existing regulations. After 20 years, the property owner shall complete and pay for an environmental impact study, as that fee phrase is defined by the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control or any successor. Upon confirmation by the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control of the owner's compliance with an existing regulation, the permit shall be extended for an additional 10 years. The permit shall terminate upon the expiration of 40 years from the date of enactment.
All right.
Can that be number 22, Lawrence?
I would replace 18 with that.
Okay.
They're number 15, basically, and his booklet same. Would be 18 on our Planning and Zoning. That agreeable to me.
And I think we covered all the discussion changes.
And every 5 years, they will inspect this new one. Okay.
Right. That's what we've been doing.
Okay.
We would do it more on complaints, but we would.
Okay.
In some cases, we've even had keys to the facility, but I never had to use them.
All right, now
cooperation from all the developers of the market.
Can we incorporate those all in one motion?
Well, you should vote on the amendments and then vote on the application with the as amended.
Each of the individual amendments.
You could approve them all the amendments.
All at one time?
I accept a motion to approve the amendments as read by Mr. Lank.
I make a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second.
And we're talking number 5, number 12, number 14, and I believe 18 has been amended.
Mm-hmm. Been submitted.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes with the conditions of approval.
We are voting on just the amendments.
Just the amendment. I vote yes.
And I vote yes. Motion carried. Now I will accept a motion to approve CU 1770.
I'll move that one. I'll make that motion.
With the amended conditions?
With the amended conditions, yes.
Is there a second?
Second motion.
Have a motion and a second to approve CU 1770 Stokely Materials LLC with the conditions proposed by Planning and Zoning as amended by County Council. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes. Based on advice from planning and zoning, I believe it's a very good use for this area.
Mr. Vincent?
Based on recommendation of planning and zoning, and I certainly think there are enough conditions and stipulations to make sure it'll be just fine. I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes. The conditions safeguard the borrow pit activity in that location. Yes.
I vote yes with the conditions proposed by planning and zoning as amended by the county council's appropriate use by an applicant who has vast experience in this field. Motion carried. Congratulations.